Through the advantages of the day of Friday. I know everybody knows, I know you've heard this before, but repetition is always good, always helps, okay? So first of all, there is a time in the 24 hours of Friday, which began last night, we say, I don't know whether you do, but we say Jumeirat.
Yeah.
So Jumeirat is, the night comes before the day. So it started Maghrib yesterday and it will end at Maghrib today. So within there is a time in which any dua is heard. Any dua. Okay. Let me go through some of the hadiths. In the 24 hours of Friday, there are 600,000 opportunities to get freedom from the fire. It's not rocket science to say that throughout the day you'd be reciting Astaghfirullah. I was trying to calculate this. So it's basically 16.6 chances every minute, once every 4 seconds. You know, if you think about it, once every 4 seconds you can get freedom from the fire. I'm quoting Imam Baqir, okay? So all you need to do is Astaghfirullah. Literally. Just Astaghfirullah. You know, standing, sitting, going to pick the kids up to school, doing your runs, whatever you have to do, right? Yaqub. We met Prophet Yaqub with his kids. So his sons, he knows, have put Yusuf in the well, all the rest of it, right? He says to his sons, Sawfa astaghfirullah rabbi. Sawfa in Arabic means in the future, I will ask for forgiveness from my Rabb. So my question is, Yaqub, these are your sons. Do you not want them to be forgiven? Now. So he will tell me that there's a greater chance for them to be forgiven on Friday, and therefore I will wait till the day of Friday to ask for their forgiveness, right? If you keep away from sins in the 24 hours of Friday, then Imam Sadiq says, you're forgiven of all your past sins. Except Hakuna. Which means go to people and say, I'm really sorry, all the rest of it. It's the best day of Ibadah to get together, as we get together. I know many, many years ago, I think my friend Zina did somewhere, there she is. So many, many years ago, after Salatul Jumu'ah, she would have sessions at her house. Many years ago. She actually started it. And that was based on the fact that after Jumu'ah, Quran says, you know, spread out in the earth. We'll talk about it in a minute. But that is literally a time when to get together and find some sort of thing to do whereby you're increasing your knowledge, right? We'll come to it in a minute. As many times as possible, salawat. So, astaghfirullah, salawat. Yes, we have the arba, just subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. I know these are small things, but that's where everything starts from. Doing ghusl of Jumu'ah. So say you couldn't do ghusl just before Zuhr. You couldn't even do it qaza up till Saturday. In fact, the Prophet tells you, Ali, if you have to buy water for ghusl, buy water, don't buy food. In other words, it is a massive thing. And ghusl is not difficult. And I keep on telling the children, Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin wa yuhibbu al-mutatahhirin. It's actually Surah number 2, Ayah 2, do 2. Can't remember the number 4 2s. That's it. He knows what ayah you're talking about, right? Sadaqah. If you give sadaqah on a Friday, phenomenal. And sadaqah doesn't mean that change that you don't like in your bag to put in a box. La. Sadaqah means it has to get to the person who is deserving. And you start with your family and then you move across. Cutting nails. People don't think it's low, but if you want to stay healthy, you know, nobody wants diseases. Nobody wants illnesses. So this is from the Prophet. He says, if you want to prevent yourself from health calamities, then cut your nails. Okay, it says start in the little finger of your right hand and move over to your left hand. Whatever, it doesn't matter. And when you're cutting it, you say, Bismillah wa billahi, in the name of Allah and with Allah. And you say, I am doing this with a niyyah because your Prophet said, I would be saved from health calamities. We take these small things as, oh yeah, really? Well, yes, really. Okay, I'll give you an example. So I remember going to the dentist. I don't like going to dentists. Yeah, like that. So I remember going to the dentist. And he gave me an injection, an anesthetic injection. And my eye closed. So I said, what is wrong with you? You must have done something wrong because I can't see with this eye. My eye's closed. He said, well, the nerves are connected. And I remember at that time thinking, I just want to finish and read two rakat salah. Because the Prophet said, the more you brush your teeth, the healthier eyesight. But it took a dentist to tell me, huh? Not me. Give your family gifts on a Friday. Nice things, you know, little things. It doesn't really matter. Acquire knowledge on the Friday. And there's all the Prophet's ahadith. And then one thing that we do, but sometimes forget, is to remember marhumin. Because they get the opportunity every Thursday from that 24 hours of Friday to come and visit the people that they've left behind. I know we go to the Qabristan, but if you can't go, then remember them. They're here. Eating pomegranates, it increases the energy in your heart. I know sometimes they're out of season, but in this country, you can get them anytime. They're never out of season, okay? Then to recite. Now, I know nobody likes reciting too much, but you know, one of the names is Ya Noor. You probably have heard it, right? If you are lost in life, and it's not only lost because your GPS is not working, okay? This is GPS, right? I call it GPS is in God positioning service. So you think you're a bit lost, recite Ya Noor 256 times. Now say you have a sorrow that's so deep you can't remove it. Recite Ya Noor 1,000 times. And it doesn't take long, it's 10 tasbihs. You just go Ya Noor, Ya Noor, Ya Noor. How long does it take? Right? And his names are just simply phenomenal. So on your chart, you know where it is. Have you got your chart? You obviously don't have your chart. It's number. You write it on your phone. Okay. It's number 92. Right? Please look at your chart because you need to know all these asma al husna. So today, what I'd like to do is do Surah Al-Jumu'ah. I'm hoping you read it last night, you read it this morning, you read it in Zohar, and you're going to read it at Maghrib. Surah Al-Jumu'ah is not difficult. If you don't know it, use a Quran. Pick it up and read it with the Quran. But you shouldn't have your Fajr Salah without Surah Al-Jumu'ah. I say you're finding it hard to pick up your Quran. Then finish your Fajr and then read Surah Al-Jumu'ah. Finish Zohar and then read Surah Al-Jumu'ah. Now, if you don't mind, I don't get to sit on this chair very often. So I'm going to sit with my legs
good.
Up.
Allah.
It's his chair. I don't get to sit on this, okay? All right. I'm quite happy.
It's cute.
So it is, isn't it? That's fine. Okay, so Surat al-Jumu'ah is 11 ayat. Can you remember 11? The way you remember 11 is it keeps you standing. Two legs. Remember that? Surat al-Jumu'ah, how many? 11. Jumu'ah actually means to get together from Jumu'ah.
Yeah.
Right? And when you think of Surat al-Jumu'ah, you think of somebody standing, yes? How many fingers?
Five
sections. Can you remember it? So, five sections, it keeps you standing, and we're going to go into each section.
Okay.
So the first section, you all know, is one line. Yusabbihu lillahi ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard. Al-Malikul Quddusul Azizul Hakim. Okay, no, not Salam. Al-Malikul Quddusul Azizul Hakim. Okay, so Malik, which number was it? Do you know? Rahman was one, Rahim was two, Malik is three, Quddus is four, Aziz is, do you know?
Five.
No, Aziz is not five. Is it five?
No.
Five is Salam. There you go, eight. See?
Eight.
Yeah, you can know. So it's good to know these numbers. Anyway, we're going to look at Malikul Quddusul Azizul. Okay. First it says, Yusabbihu lillahi ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard. He's saying, everything in the heavens and the earth, he doesn't say glorify, it declares Allah's greatness. So these, everything. So the idea is on a Jumu'ah, go for a walk. Look at the trees. Look at everything and see the beauty in all these things. Now, the four Asma'ul Husna, in the Quran mainly there are only two. You'll find in every ayah there are only two. You all know that, no? Ghafurur Rahim, Alimul Hakim, Rahmanur Rahim. But only in Jumu'ah, in that first ayah, you will find four. So let's see what they mean. Malik is somebody who's totally in control. Now we did these. I'm just going to go over them quickly. He's totally in control. Which means, if I believe that he's in control, then I don't really worry about too much. Because I can't do anything. Why worry for what? For which? When? If he's in control, and I've done my best, then sort it out. Just don't do that to people, because when you hand over people to him, oh man, he has a field day. Okay. Quddus says he's flawless. That means nothing that he does has any flaws in it. You and I might see the flaws. You may see flaws, and we might see flaws in ourselves. Why wasn't I tall? Why wasn't I short? Why wasn't I my blue? I don't know. Why is my skin brown? Why isn't it white? What else? I don't know. Everything that goes on. But if I truly believe he's Quddus, then this won't cross my mind, will it? Now, I say this all the time, and I say it with conviction. I told you before, and I mentioned it again, I have a granddaughter. My eldest granddaughter has got cerebral palsy. She can't walk, she can't talk, she can't hold her head, she can't speak. She only communicates through her eyes, and she communicates through her hands. She's in Los Angeles at the moment going through therapy. And when the therapist asked her, Sophia, what would you like as your goal? With her eyes, she told them, I want to walk. Can you imagine? No, I'm just saying. Example. Now, Quddus means he's flawless. So when I look at her, and I mentioned this, and I'm going to mention it again to you, when I look at her and I think, are you serious? You are flawless? So why is my daughter asking you to walk? But she is, and we come to father, she is his greatest father. Because even when you hear about her, you thank God for your feet, do you not? For the ability to walk. And if you don't do that, you're raising your hands in dua for her. Are you not? You just said inshallah. So she reminds you of divinity. You see God in her. Isn't that flawlessness? Yet you and I don't think like that. Only when you see her. And I tell my daughter, I say, everybody in the world looks for a fast track to Jannah. You have one in your eyes?
Yes.
What is your problem? She will never hurt anyone. She will never cheat. She will never lie. She will go straight to Jannah, and she won't go without those who care for her, will she? So what are we complaining about? So Malikul Quddus. And then you have Aziz. Now Aziz is quite a difficult word to come into. Aziz is one who is majestic. You know, we say, with the greatest izzat of all. He's up there. Now, to Izuman to Shao, to Ziluman to Shao, Vietika, in the Kala Kulishenko. Can't rely on human beings. Human beings, my goodness, one day they'll put you on a pedestal, the next day they'll drop you down there.
Absolutely.
They do that. Absolutely. One day they'll say, oh, you're the best thing that happened to me.
Yeah.
Have you watched children? I've watched my children grow up. My children range from 42 to 22. There were days when they were born when they were hold on to you. Mama, I can't live without you.
Yeah.
And now they say, oh God, Mama. Really, Mama? You're only good for cleaning and cooking and babysitting. So Aziz is the majestic. Whenever you feel like that, they're beautiful kids. Whenever you feel like that, say, yeah.
Aziz.
He will give, and I'm talking about children who are the closest thing that you have. Okay, all right. So Azizul Hakim. We talked about Hakim, and I'll still go over it again. Hakim is not just knowledge. It's knowing when and where. Right? Now with Allah, yes, He knows when and where. So when I say, why are you asking my du'as? I've been praying for this for years and years and years and years. He knows the time. He knows the place. Trust in Him. He'll do it. It'll happen. Because 1434, Surah Ibrahim, Ayah 34, write it down. وَعَتَاكُمْ مَا كُلِّ سَأَلْتُمُهُ. We give you whatever you ask for. And I'm so glad in my life that He didn't give me stuff when I asked for it. If He did, my God, I'd have real issues. Real issues. Because my timing is, oh my goodness, it's like now, now, now. Yet, when it comes, the time is right. So, Malikul, Kuddusul, Azizul, Hakim. Don't just leave it for Friday. It's Quran. Suratul Jumu'ah, Ayah 1. That was our first section. Now, the second section, I said there were five sections in Suratul Jumu'ah. The second section is the mission of the Prophet. The whole surah is about the mission of the Prophet, right? So it says, وَالَّذِي بَعَثَ فِي الْأُمِّيِّنَ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ. Allah raises an ummi. An ummi is somebody from the mother tongue, or it's somebody who cannot read or write, or has only been taught by divinity. So from yourselves, we raise someone. Now what did he do? يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. So there's four things he did, and that is what you and I need to do. Often you get people saying, and I say it myself, we try and impose our values on our children. I'm going to go to children first. Okay?
Yes.
So if my child doesn't pray, oh my goodness. Right? It doesn't work like that. And I've been saying this for the last few weeks, I've been speaking, wherever I speak. I keep on saying, where we went wrong, and I'm talking about me first, is we paid so much attention to furu and less on usul. How many surahs of the Quran? 114. How many talk about usul? 86. How many talk about furu? 28. Makki and Madani. The only thing the Prophet did in Makkah was usul, usul, usul. He explained to them who Allah was. He explained to them the value of divine guidance. And he explained to them accountability. But we started off with furu. And the children didn't understand. Even we didn't understand. Because we have that respect towards our parents and our teachers, we just prayed and prayed and prayed. But we didn't understand why we were doing it. I'm not talking about you, I'm talking about me. For many, many years, Salah was, I didn't understand it was Allahu Bismillah, and that was it. It didn't work. So the idea here is, وَيَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ. He reads upon them His signs, which means He explains to them the awesomeness of Allah. وَيُزَكِّينَ. I mean, when you say He purifies them, He teaches them that with anger, resentment, hatred, jealousy, nothing's going to work. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ. Then He tells them the rules. وَالْحِكْمَةِ. Kitab in Arabic is the rules that you go on. But that comes way after. If I'm going to tell my children, if you don't pray, you're going to go to hell. I mean, that's not a God I want to teach them about. This God is phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. Yesterday I had somebody here from another country. And she was telling me that so many different people from countries have emigrated to that place. Okay, I'm not going to say which country. Let's for Others would say it is New York, but it isn't. She said people from Dubai, people from East Africa, people from India, everybody has moved to that particular place. She said our mosque is full, our imamah is full, but our own children don't come. Because it is so dogmatic. Right? She said, I don't know how to bring them back. If we do not have an open door policy, if we don't have a policy where children are welcome regardless of who they are, what they are, how they're done, it's not going to work. Okay. So when you read Jum'ah, that's why it says, وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Before that, they were lost. وَآخَرِينَ مِنْهُمْ لَمَّا يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Oh my goodness, Aziz and Hakim. Again, remember in the four we had Malikul, Qudusul, Azizul Hakim. Now when Allah repeats something, there is something in these words. So Aziz and Hakim. Okay. Then he says, ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ. If you remember when I spoke about Fadl, I spoke about Wasi. That's number 45. Allah is limitless. There's no limit to him. You can't put a limit on him. He says in Hadith al-Qudsi, I am to my Abd what he thinks I am. So Wasi goes with Fadl. Fadl is education. Fadl is knowledge. And it's high time, talking about me first, that we knew about the Quran and the Masumi. We got to love that book. And that book needs to be understood, not just read and read and read. You only get Tesco Club card points. They're worth 0.01 pence. You know that? They're nothing. They're really nothing. Just reading does not get me anywhere. So when he says, ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ, I have given you guidance in the form of the Quran and the Ahlul Bayt. يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Whoever wants to take it will take it. It's available. وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ. And Allah has lots of fadl, and He's azim. He's awesome. He's just awesome, basically. Now, it means that if Zareen has tabarruk today, I think she got water. So she got water up there. And the water is available. And I'm thirsty. If I don't take that water, it's not her fault that she didn't give it to me in my hand. She said, it's available, go get it. Quran is available, Masumina available. That's why Friday is so important. Okay. Right, now we go to section 3. Now section 3, although it talks to the Yahud as such, Ya Yoladina, Hadu, it says, In Zam Tamannakum Awliya Allahi Min Duni Nas Fatamannaw Al-Mawta In Kuntum Sadiqin. It's something to me and you. وَلَا يَتَمَنَّوْنَهُ عَبَدًا بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَاللَّهُ. Do you know which one, what the last two names are? Allah what? Okay, there we go. Alright, so let's go back to that. What did the Jews do? Phenomenally smart people, were they not? The Yahud were, but Israel was really, really phenomenal. So Quran tells you what they do. This is مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ هُمْ مِنَ الْتَوْرَاةِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَحْمِلُوهَا كَمَثَلِ الْهِمَارُ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا. So what did they do wrong? They loved their Torah, but they didn't understand it. It was like you had books on top of a donkey. That's what Quran says. It's not me, it's Quran. And he says, مَثَلُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. That means if I don't follow this book, then he says, I'm sorry, he cannot guide me because he's given it to me. So many Qurans, I don't know how many you have, about 10 in this house. Are they all annotated? Are they all read? Are they all kept? What's happening to them? And then he says, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا هَادُ. Or you who are Jews, if you think that you are close to Allah, which we think as well, ask for this. If you are truthful. And he says, وَلَا يَتَمَنَّوْنَهُ عَبَدًا بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِينَ. They will never ever ask for death. وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِالْذَاتِ. He knows if I'm unjust or not. Now section 4. So first section was يُسَبِّهُ لِلَّهِ, and 4. Second section was the Prophet's mission. Third section was, he tells me, if I do not take this guidance, then I got serious issues, because he's not going to guide me. Now we come to the fourth section. And the fourth section talks about a summary of life and death. He says, قُلِنَ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ. We're all running away from death. Or go to the gym, there's nothing wrong. Have Botox, nothing wrong. Have plastic surgery, nothing wrong. But it's not going to make you any younger. You know when you have a tree and you cut it, it's got rings, isn't it?
Yeah.
The tree can look beautiful, but the ring tells you how old it. You can't change your birth date. You can, I don't know, these days they do contouring. Have you seen it? So your face looks all young and beautiful. And I've never done. Go. My daughter took me one. My goodness, it felt like somebody put a paste on my face. She paid so much. But when I got home, I washed it. What the heaven are you doing to my face? Okay. So this is supposed to be a birthday present. I'm rather have sweets. Okay. So it says, in al mawt radita firuna min. You can run away from it as much as you like. But he says, fa innahu mulaqikum. It will come and meet you. ثُمَّ تُرَدُونَ إِلَىٰ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ It will return you to whom knows what is there and what isn't. And then he says, فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ All he will do is tell you what you did. That's it. So if you and I can go to sleep at night and think, oh, that's great, you know, I can look myself in the eye and say I did my best, that's enough. It doesn't matter what somebody else thinks. It's you. You did your best? Khalas. That's it. But if you didn't, then you have another the morning, inshallah, to wake up and do a little bit more. Okay, now section 5 to last. That's where it's about Salatul Jumu'ah. You know, we haven't given Salatul Jumu'ah what it deserves. What, if I can say it, the status it deserves. Absolutely beautiful. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Idha nudiya lis-salati min yawmil Jumu'ah. When the adhan comes for Yawmul Jumu'ah, fas'au ila dhikrillah, run. You know what sa'i is? Run to the dhikr of Allah. That's what he says, okay? Wadharul bay, leave everything. The cooker, the whatever, the... Even just leave it. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرُ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ It is better for you if only you knew. Stop your car. Pray on the pavement. Just stop. Okay, you can't pray on the pavement. Sit in your car and pray Salah. And then go home and pray again. But that particular time, he says, ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرُ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ Then he says, فَإِذَا قُضِيَ الصَّلَاةُ When the Salah is finished, فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ Spread out in the earth. وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ You see how Father comes in? Seek his guidance. Just seek his guidance. وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا Remember him a lot. لَعَلَّهُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ So you got a small husna, no? Just read them. Okay. Now what happens? وَإِذَا رَعُوا تِجَارَةً أَوْ لَحْمَنِ فَضُّوا إِلَيْهَا تَرَكُوكَ قَائِمًا So what happened? So when they saw You see, this was a historical occasion. There was a Blue Cross sale at Next. Everywhere there was a sale, right? In faddu means glass shattered. They left him. In other words, if you don't take the importance of Jumu'ah and you run for something else, you know, your onions are burning, your samosas are being done, whatever. He says, you've broken it. You cannot, if a glass shatters, you can't put it back together. You just stick it in the bin, right? They left the Prophet standing, right? He says, It's so amazing. Now I know many of you have heard this before and gone over it and over it and over it, but Jumu'ah, there's no day like. Right now, you and I have got some phenomenal times ahead because Salatul Maghrib is what time?
7:15.
There you go. It's around 8 o'clock. 8:15?
No,
8:15.
Just before 9.
Just before 9. So you've got 8 to 9, and you've got. Say, the Zahra used to send Fizza right to near the outside, and she would say, go at a high place and tell me when the sun is on the horizon, which is between 8 and 9, okay? 8:50, so it'll be between 8:30 and 8:50. Go to the horizon and look at the sun. And when it's there, come and tell me so I can raise my hands in dua. And we're so busy at that time. We're so neither here nor there. So inshallah, I've encouraged you to recite Surah Al-Jumu'ah. Yes? No? Perhaps. Okay. So we shall go to Masail. And I asked Zareen who she liked most. And like everybody else, I think we're all in the same boat. We can't get past Hazrat Abbas. Somehow, inside us, there is this thing that says Abbas. I have alarm in my house up there, and that's one thing I cannot. It's just something I go to. There are lots of things about this alarm. Maybe many of you know Yakashiro Karbi and what he was saying. Ikshif Karbi, we have here, people. But there is also stuff that I learned from my grandma. I'm about to share it with you. So my grandma used to tell me,
can you see this?
That thing. So she used to say, if you have something that you want to tell Abbas, you want his help, so you're asking Allah with the wasila of Abbas, and I'm telling you so you can do it here, just tie a knot in that. Tie a knot, and then when it's done, tell me so I can open it, otherwise it's going to look like knotted, okay? But I can guarantee you those knots will open all the time. You can see
there's no knots here.
There used to be lots, okay? So she used to tell me, put a knot and ask in the name of Abbas. And I would tell her, but why? And ask in the name of Hussein. And she would tell me, but it was Abbas. And all of you know from the time that he says, I want to be Babel. There is Abbas. There is Ali al-Akbar. It's another one who said he wanted to be Babel. And then there's Ali al-Aslam. Okay? But what we normally hear about is Hazrat Abbas. I'm going to just take bits and pieces. The name Abbas comes from Abbas. You look at through number 80s, Abbas. Abbas is somebody who frowns. Wasn't that he frowned? But he used to frown when he saw the enemies of Allah. If you have an Abbas, you will find a little bit Abbasi. Okay? That's the name.
Yeah.
It brings it forward. That's how it is. And I say this lots of times, but to me, to repeat something about his Abbas is never enough. The greatest accolade Hazrat Abbas got from Imam Hussein was when Imam tells him, he comes to Imam and he says, I need to get water. I cannot see Sakina like this. Because every time he came for permission to fight, Imam would tell him, no, not letting you go. All night he's polishing his sword and he is there as a dua of Imam Ali for Imam Hussein. He is there because his mama tells him, promise me that you will look after Abbas. And he promises her. His mama was really, really important to him. So his job was to protect us of Imam Hussein. And he's never called Imam Hussein brother. So we're looking at him that whenever he comes to Imam Hussein, he says, no, I can't let you go. But when he comes to Imam and he says, Sakina, I'm just... had a martyr on Sakina. When he says Sakina, Imam's heart melts because this is his daughter. And it's also all the other children who are extremely thirsty. So Imam says, Irqab bi nafsi ya akhi. Irqab means ride. Bi nafsi means with my soul, oh my brother. Now, it may sound small, and I remember reading this many times to my children. And one day, Jabir was in, my son, when he was in Karbala, he called me and he said, Mama, I found it. And I said, what did you find? He said, Mama, on top of the zari, it says, Irqab bi nafsi ya akhi. So it stuck, even as a child, it stuck in his head. When he grew up, it was always there, Irqab bi nafsi ya akhi. A masoom imam is telling him that I, my soul, be sacrificed on you. That's the phenomenal part of Hazrat Abbas. I got so much about him, but we're going to take little bits and pieces. The thing that strikes me most about him are some of the stories I hear. And I'm going to give you some of them. There's this woman who tells her son, I don't want anything in life, and this looks like my last days. Take me for ziyarah. And this was the time when ziyarah was not allowed. And he said, Mama, they don't allow us. All the places are blocked. You're not allowed to go for ziyarah. She says, Baba, my death is near now. I just want to go for ziyarah. So he carries his mom on his back and he goes to Karbala. When he reaches at the bridge that's just before comes to Karbala, the soldiers stop him and they say, what have you come to do? And he said, I've come for ziyarah. I've brought my mama for ziyarah. So he killed him. And they threw her into the river Furat. And they said, what is this old woman going to do? What's she going to do? She's not going to do anything. We don't have to kill her. She'll die anyway. Throws her into the river Furat. She's sitting there lamenting because her son is dead. She came for Ziyarah. She's feeling bad because she was the one who told her son to bring her. And this person comes along and says, "Mama, what is the matter? What do you want?" And she says, "I want to go to Karbala. They've killed my son. I just want to go to see your folks." And he says, "Come, I'll take you with me." And she says, and these are recorded in so many books, she says, "I am old. I need somebody to help me up. I can't." He says, "Mama, if I had hands, do you think that Hussein would die? If I had my arms, do you think that would happen? I don't have arms. You will have to try and come up yourself." There are so many incidents where you find that he has helped. Just recently, a couple of years ago, I had a friend who went to Karbala, and she said, "Now her phone, like your phone and my phone, has everything. She lost her phone. In the haram, she loses her phone. And she says, my whole life is in that phone. I couldn't contact anyone. I didn't know what to do, nothing." She said, "I went to the haram and I said, 'Ya Allah, I don't even know. I don't know where these people are. I don't know how to get home. I don't know anything. I'm lost. Everything was in my phone and my phone is lost.'" So she said, she went to the haram. She says, "Ya Abbas, I know this is stupid. They're asking for a phone, but help me." She said, "You won't believe this. I'm sitting there and somebody says, 'Is this your phone?'" I'm talking about an iPhone, okay? I'm not talking about anything big. So when you ask for a bus, don't limit yourself. That is why when Humayr ibn Muslim enters Medina and he says, "Qad qutila al-Husayn," there is a woman. She comes out with these little kids and she says, "How dare you say Qad qutila al-Husayn? How can Hussein be killed if my Abbas was there?" And Humayr said, "Sit down and I will tell you what they did." And he said, "They were treacherous to him. He went to get some water and they cut his arms off. And then this is what they did to him." And she said, "I wish I'd given birth to 1,000 sons because I'd have given them all for Hussein. But tell me, Humayr, how did my son come down from the horse? If he had no arms, how did he come down? Tell me that." "Inna